When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. That comedian, famous from Instagram and TikTok, evidently. I was not aware of that. It's a long story. I'd like to start off tonight with a special shout-out to my viewers in Hawaii. Aloha. The hello one. As we speak, Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, is erupting. This is Mauna Loa's first eruption in nearly 40 years, and it's all going down on Hawaii's Big Island, named for the ancient Polynesian navigator, Big Guy. No one could remember his name. No one has been hurt, but the eruption did prompt an ash fall advisory. So the same thing you dealt with at Thanksgiving with your chain-smoking aunt.
You know, when I was a nurse, we were allowed to smoke in the ICU. If a patient started coughing, that's when they knew they were coming out of the coma.
Thankfully, local communities aren't in any danger because lava flows are contained in the summit area for now. To keep it that way, we must appease the volcano gods with an untouched virgin. Nate Silver, Hawaii awaits you. Speaking of disasters threatening to destroy everything, we've got an update about former President Baltimore. Last week, we learned the former president had dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Kanye West. Now, we know the dinner also included Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes. I can't imagine having dinner with someone so disgusting, and you have no idea which of those three guys I'm talking about. Now, getting there. Start the car. Now, just in case Holocaust denier doesn't get the point across, Fuentes is not a good guy. He has spread anti-Semitic conspiracies, is considered a white supremacist by the Anti-Defamation League, attended the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017, and the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th. That is the alt-right EGOT. As in, he got zero hugs as a child. Now, this dinner was a multi-course tasting menu of crazy, but we don't know exactly what happened because it's become a real he said, yay said. For instance, Kanye plans to run for president again. And after the meal, he claimed, I think the thing that the ex-president was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president. What? You asked him to be your vice president? How would that even work? Can you send a mob to hang yourself? Find my neck. Apparently, Kanye's suggestion was not taken well. He says the ex-president started basically screaming at me at the table, telling me I was going to lose. That's just how Mar-a-Lago celebrates guest birthdays. I hear someone's turning five. You know what that means. The former leader of the free world is here to scream about ballot dumps. So that's Ye's story. But the former president apparently attended an entirely different, completely insane dinner. Because afterwards, he posted, we got along great. And Kanye expressed no anti-Semitism. Oh. Not sure that helps. I had a lovely dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer. We got along great, left with all my organs. All fixed. Thank you. Thank you. That's not even the Holocaust denier part. When news got out about this Nick Fuentes guy and the ex-president started getting a lot of criticism, he put out a statement saying, "Our dinner meeting was intended to be Kanye and me only, but he arrived with a guest whom I had never met and knew nothing about." Okay, I'm not sure I was only scheduled to have dinner with one famous anti-Semite is the defense he thinks it is. That's like a husband saying, "Sweetheart, it's all a big misunderstanding. I was only supposed to be sharing that hotel room with my yoga teacher. She brought your sister." Now, Also, as somebody who's had the privilege of meeting with former presidents, they know who's coming to dinner. You don't get to just drag along some rando. There's extensive background checks. I'm pretty sure Barack Obama's team has a Blu-ray of my colonoscopy. With director's commentary. This is beautiful. Turning to foot stuff, the World Cup keeps on a-cuppin'. On Friday, the U.S. national team faced off as big underdogs against soccer powerhouse England, and we kicked their spotted dicks, decisively defeating them 0-0. Oh, hell yeah! Boom! Take that! We don't even care about soccer, and we tied England at their own stupid gate. This would be like the Brits coming over here and tying us at heart disease. Thanks to what's being called the tie heard around the world, the U.S. team is still alive and will move on to the next round if they win tomorrow against Iran. But there's trouble in them thar feet, because going into the match, Iran is calling for the U.S. to be kicked out of the World Cup. Yes, kicked out or headed out, as long as no one uses their hands. This is all political, because the Iranian regime is currently facing unprecedented levels of protest. And to show support for the protesters, the U.S. Soccer Federation displayed Iran's national flag on social media without the emblem of the Islamic Republic. Oh, that is some shade. Take a look at this graphic. Here is Iran's flag. Here's the one the U.S. soccer posted, which looks like the Italian flag fell on its side after too much Chianti. Once Iran saw that flag, they complained to FIFA's ethics committee. FIFA has an ethics committee? Really? Huh. Might as well file a public decency complaint with your local Subway masturbator. I like to file a... Okay, can you just pause for a second? No. Don't make eye contact with me. I understand. I'm gonna go get a raincoat. Back stateside, early voting kicked off this weekend in the Georgia Senate runoff election, and the candidates have been busy making their closing arguments. And Walker made a slight flub during his. See if you can catch it.
First of all, this election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people.
That's unfortunate, but accurate. Herschel Walker has certainly given many people access to his erection. Obviously, Walker just misspoke, but it's an easy mistake, given that he was standing between two dicks. Good family joke. There's a hot new Walker scandal for voters to consider as they head to the polls now. Turns out, even though he's running for a Georgia Senate seat, Herschel Walker claims his Texas home as his primary residence. All right, yes, I know that sounds bad, but before anybody judges him, keep in mind, there's a good chance Walker thinks Texas is in Georgia. It's all explained in his new show, Walker, Texas Stranger. Lasso that peach! Karate chop horses and stuff. This past Thursday was Thanksgiving. Everyone have a good holiday? That's lovely.
That's nice.
I love them. I'm glad you did. Mine was ruined because the headliner of this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was the Queen of Christmas herself, Mariah Carey. And when it came time for her to sing her holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas, she used a teleprompter. Even worse, so did Santa. Ho, ho, line! Mariah's team offered an explanation saying that the teleprompter was used to give the audience the opportunity to sing along. Counterpoint, they don't need it. At this point, none of us need it. I don't even want to know the lyrics, and I know all the lyrics. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. There. It's that simple. Beautiful voices.
Beautiful. That's really nice.
I didn't even need a teleprompter. See? We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Don Lemon. Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
My first guest tonight is an author and a journalist who has been on TV for over 30 years. He now co-anchors CNN's new morning show, CNN This Morning. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Don Lemon.
It's so weird. Like, hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'll ask the questions.
I know, but it's so weird not having an earpiece in, like, you know?
Oh, that's right. Because when you're on camera, normally there's somebody in there going, why don't you ask him this? Or cut to commercial or something like that.
Or shut up, like you're telling me now. Let you ask the question.
No, not at all. Do you like that? Because I'm deaf in one ear. And I never like to have anything in this ear because then I can't hear the guest.
I like it. I like being able to rely on someone to be my second brain or, you know, some people, first brain.
Sure.
Because they can tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Know, tell you stuff.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving.
Did you? Do you cook? Do you do all that good stuff?
I do cook, but I didn't this time.
Okay.
I was just a...
Where'd you go?
I went to my in-laws, soon-to-be in-laws.
Okay.
In Long Island.
All right.
On Long Island, excuse me. You got to say it right, people.
Whatever.
Long Island.
I don't
Suffolk know. County here, all
sure,
right,
all in the right, house. All right.
That got a rousing applause.
Sure.
So, and so I hung out with the soon-to-be in-laws, and we, you know, did a little gingerbread making.
You're straight to Christmas. Your Thanksgiving really is
well,
just
we had
Christmas.
Thanksgiving, and then one day later, my fiancé's sister-in-law flipped the house, and we went back on Saturday.
Flipped the house? What does that
from
mean?
From Thanksgiving, all Thanksgiving decoration. And then
like turkeys and
you know turkeys,
corn,
and, yeah, cornucopias,
displaced
and all, you know,
Indians. Yeah. What are we?
Yeah.
What? I mean, it's a dark story if you think about it. What a Thanksgiving. So,
yes.
All right. So and then oh,
everybody
then Christmas
dressed like pilgrims.
Okay.
And then from Thursday to Saturday. Saturday was all Christmas decorations.
Okay.
It's like two Christmas trees.
All right.
And,
so is that what this is? Because
yeah,
I got these two
is.
What looks fairly identical photographs to me. What is one of these I'm supposed to show first? Which?
Well, this one is mine.
So was this a contest?
That was a contest, but there was like seven of them.
Okay.
You pick the two that well, one is mine and one's the winner.
This is you.
Mine. I mean, that's pretty good, don't
well,
you guys
gave
think?
You gave away the story that you did not win. That's you.
That's me.
What's happening on the front right here?
That is
bricks? What are those?
Those are white chocolate bars that Caroline, who is 10 years old put on, and so.
Oh, those are Kit Kats. Those are white chocolate Kit Kats. So this is you.
That's
you,
me.
You did this.
I did
fine
that.
Effort.
I did.
And then this is the winner.
That's
see,
the winner.
Let's see.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. You see. You see. I think you blew
I was
it.
Rock-
who in their right mind votes for white chocolate? You like white chocolate?
Yeah, I like white chocolate. And I like black chocolate too.
All right. Well.
So.
One of them is actually chocolate.
Dark chocolate. One of them is actually chocolate.
So you lost, and I'm so sorry.
So I lost.
I'm so sorry.
But it was a great Thanksgiving.
Oh,
it was great to spend time with family, as you know, and just be, like, it was a warm family Thanksgiving, cozy, and I loved it. It was great.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Now, the big story for you right now is the new gig.
Yeah.
CNN This Morning.
Yes.
CTM, as we call it. CNN This Morning. You host with Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins.
Yes.
There, I got the gang
you
right here.
You got a lot of pictures, Stephen.
Well, you know, it's a visual medium. There you go. There you are with your co-hosts. How do you...
I feel like...
I like the turtleneck.
Thank
the turtleneck is very Christmassy,
it's
too. It's very Andy Williams Christmas special. Now, how do you want people to feel in the morning? Because a lot of these shows, I mean, obviously you're a new show, but when the people first get up in the morning, you know, what's the vibe you want to give people?
Well, I want people to be warm, turtleneck, and comfortable watching.
Okay.
I want them to... actually not know what to expect every single day. I want them to obviously feel like they can come in and be part of a conversation, almost like a coffee shop, right? Almost like a diner. You come in the morning and you spend time with people you know in the neighborhood and you get the news of the day. Some people stay longer than others.
Right.
Some people come in and, you know, they just get their bagel or whatever in a bag and they go fix Mrs. Jones, you know, plumbing, right? Or some people come in, they sit at the counter and they talk to their guy like I'm talking to you and they just get caught up on the day. So that's how I want people to feel about.
That's a lot of different ways for people to feel, man.
Well, there's a lot of different people out
there,
right?
But how do you feel? But have you used to be on at 10 o'clock? Obviously, nighttime guy, people would go to bed with Don Lemon, and then they'd come over and watch me. And but how do you feel about the? You got to be up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
No,
right?
No, I'm not up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm up at 4:15, 4:30.
Okay. So,
and I'm on at 6.
All right.
Yeah. So I live very close to work on purpose.
All right. So they just shoot you into the studio on a pneumatic tube.
In a tube, so like at the old bank
teller. The transition hasn't been a problem for you.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Getting up early is an issue for me because I have not, I've been working the night shift most of my career. Mm-hmm. And so waking up early, the waking up in the morning isn't the issue. It's being alert and staying awake. Mm-hmm. But it's great. I mean, it's staying awake at that hour.
Now I'm going to watch.
I haven't
seen the show yet because I do work at night. But I hear very good things. Is that now I'm going to watch to see whether you fall asleep in the middle of a sentence.
Oh, it's not falling asleep. It's like trying to keep a train of thought and not being grumpy.
Sure.
Right? From lack of sleep. I mean, there are some people who are really great morning people, and they like waking up. Like my mom, every day she texts me. She says, "Good morning, CNN morning show people, morning show crew. So good to see you."
That's lovely.
She texted me the day before Thanksgiving and said, "I didn't say good morning because I was cooking my Thanksgiving meal." So it's good. My mom tries to wake us all up in the morning. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can be a little bit grumpy. I can be a bitch in the morning.
Interesting.
Anybody can relate to that? I'm sure. Just being honest.
I don't know. So have you gotten any advice from any of your fellow morning people?
Well, the first guest, I'll tell you later, was someone who I love very much. Gail King, who's often on this show.
Sure, sure.
I love Gail.
CBS
gave me some
mornings.
Advice, CBS Mornings. Gail said, you'll never, this is a direct quote, I wish I had my phone. She said, "You'll never get used to the hours because they're This is according to Gail, that's what she says.
Sure.
She says, "But embrace it because this is one of the best jobs in television because you get to wake up, people get to wake up with you and that is a privilege."
Oh,
and
so
I think that's great.
That is. Quick question, just a little side note.
Yeah.
On CNN, are you allowed to say because you can't say it here?
It's basic cable, you can say
Wow.
Yeah, you can say
that's worth it right there.
You can say anything. I've said much worse on CNN. And then Brian Gumbel, who's one of my mentors,
lovely.
He said to me, 2 minutes after you're in the shower, it doesn't matter what time it is, whether it's 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning, or, you know, 9 o'clock or 5 o'clock, it's all the same.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go nowhere because we'll be right back with more Don Lemon, everybody. Stick around.
Thank you. Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now, our old buddy, Chris Licht, he used to stand right over there where Tom...
Who is it?
Chris Licht, he's the CEO CNN. Right. He's your boss now.
Oh, he's not there anymore.
He used to stand right over there. He used to stand right over there and hit the applause sign right before we went to commercial. Basically, all his job was. And now he's got a really hard job, which is running CNN. The word on the street is that you guys aren't allowed to be liberal anymore. Is that the case?
I don't think we ever were liberal.
What?
Yes, I don't think we ever were.
That's not me saying that. That's the people out there saying that he's not letting you be liberal anymore.
Well, I think what Chris is saying is that he wants Republicans, sensible Republicans. He wants us to hold people to account, but he wants people to come on and feel comfortable with coming on and talking on CNN and appearing on CNN. So if you invite someone in your house, you want to make them comfortable, but also by the nature of what we do, we have to hold people to account. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going liberal or conservative or whatever. It just means that we are doing what we do, and that's good journalism.
So accountable, not confrontational.
I think sometimes one must be confrontational. Look, I don't think that a conversation on television should be any different than a conversation in person. Listen, I have confrontational conversations with people I love, and I have uncomfortable conversations with people I love, and I think it's necessary. And I think it's also necessary to do that on television, on CNN. But you can do that without being vitriolic. I think not being vitriolic is maybe a better way of putting it. But you can do that and not have vitriol. And you, as people say, you can disagree without being disagreeable. And so I think that, you know, that's what our mission is.
Let's talk about the most important news that happens every year when the ball drops in Times Square. Okay, it's very important the news networks cover New Year's Eve because people might think that time had stopped.
Right.
And but if Anderson and Andy are out there saying it's midnight, we go, time, you know, continues, entropy exists. I'm so glad CNN covered this. But this year, you've been out there many years.
You've been around
you and Gary Tuchman and various people down in out in Vegas or around the world. CNN, actually, the great thing about CNN is they cover New Year's Eve starting in Sydney, like all
over the world.
Because the global thing. Yeah. This year, you guys aren't allowed to drink. How do you
New
feel
Orleans.
About that?
Well, I'm usually
legally,
in
you have to drink in New Orleans.
I'm in New Orleans.
You could be arrested for not,
for
drinking,
not drinking
in New Orleans.
I am from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as I step foot off the plane in Louisiana, in New Orleans, it's like, you're home. Let me buy you a drink.
Sure.
So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do this year. Do you have any advice for me?
What's your go-to? What's your cocktail?
Tequila.
Would you like a little tequila?
Yeah, of course.
Sure, there you go.
Boss. Boss, this is, you know him. He's going to get me, you're going to get me in trouble?
He doesn't work here anymore. He can't stop me
We do a little bet. We had a little side bet. If I'm going to win or you're going to win.
About what?
So obviously we had a little conversation.
You and Chris?
Yeah.
And before you came over?
Yeah, he said, if you talk about me, it'll never make air.
Ha!
And he said, because who cares who I am? I said, well, you're a different Chris Licht than you were when you worked here.
Yeah, no one cared about him when he worked here.
But
now he's a media mogul.
Yes.
Yes, he's a titan of the industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then we'll pretend this is New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year, Don!
Did you just get me fired, Stephen Colbert?
I hope so. You know who really likes a drink?
No.
Chris Licht.
You're making this really easy for me.
You're loving this, Chris, aren't you?
I cannot wait until I talked to him.
They're telling me to rap over
there. No, let's get. Can we continue to talk about Chris?
Sure, let's talk smack, baby.
So what should I know about Chris? Like, what should I know? Give me some advice. I should have done this before I came out.
When he was in high school, he was a radio DJ.
Right.
on a classic rock station and went by the name The Licked Man. There's so much more to talk about.
I know.
But we gotta go.
You're the best, Stephen.
Don, lovely to see you. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.